In the lunchtime edition, the Labour Minister announces new minimum standards for pay and conditions of workers in the tourism sector. 200 workers at a South Coast hotel reportedly facing redundancy. Government takes to Parliament a national policy on aging, as the minister responsible warns that Barbados faces what he calls a dire situation of an aging time bomb. And Barbadians display their national colors and prepare to gather for watch parties ahead of this afternoon's women's 400 meters Olympic final featuring Sade Williams. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Well, the government has announced new minimum standards for pay and conditions of work for employees in the tourism sector. The standards have been outlined by the Minister of Labour and Social Security, Colin Jordan, in a ministerial statement delivered in the House of Assembly. He said the move demonstrates the government's commitment to the workers in Barbados's visitor and accommodation sector. Said note the background to the move, Mr. Jordan disclosed that several tourism businesses had opted out of the collective bargaining agreement established between the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association and the Barbados Workers Union. He says that since the hospitality sector benefits from government concessions, the BWU recommended that similar terms be set for the tourism industry as applies to construction companies that are awarded state contracts. The terms appear to bind tourism businesses to the conditions of the BWU collective agreement, whether or not they opt out of that pact.
Some of the conditions of work based on the existing collective agreement are: work schedules must be written. Additionally, other than in exceptional circumstances, written schedules must be posted and communicated to workers no later than 48 hours before the beginning of the work week. A night differential of $1.50 shall be paid to an employee for every hour of his or her rostered or requested shift that falls between 11 o'clock p.m. and 7 o'clock a.m. An employee who works on his or her day off or rest day shall be paid at double his or her normal rate of pay.
He details some of the minimum weekly pay rates.
Room attendance in a luxury establishment, $412.49. And these are weekly rates, as I said, minimum weekly rates. General worker in an A-class establishment, $340. A bell person in a B-class establishment, $340. Receptionist in an A-class establishment, $399.53. A waiter in a luxury establishment, $447.33.
Minister of Labour and Social Security Colin Jordan. Meantime, the General Secretary of the Barbados Workers Union, Tony Moore, says 200 workers at a South Coast hotel are facing redundancy. She made the announcement during a media briefing outside Parliament.
There are over 200 workers in the sector that are facing redundancy from one establishment in the hotels alone. Over 200 workers. And why it's so easy for them to do it is because this is the one establishment that has been undermining every effort of the union to organize the workers. Even when on October 4th last year, we were on the South Coast. So it's a South Coast establishment in St. Lawrence Gap that has not allowed the workers to join so that their discussions can be with the workers. So they went and had consultations with the workers to tell them that their contracts are up, they will be going home.
The General Secretary of the Barbados Workers Union, Tony Moore, in the lunchtime edition.
In the lunchtime edition of The Latest on Starcom Network News comes to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL, always there when you need us most.
How good is your motor cover? Well, the proof of the coverage is in the coverage. No one wants to have a car accident, but accidents do happen when we least expect them. With ICBL Motor Insurance, you have the comfort of knowing that our OmniPlus roadside team will come to your aid, your straightforward claims are settled quickly, and claims payments are guaranteed. Save 12.5% when you purchase new motor insurance online. You can also renew your policy and choose varying payment options using your Visa debit or credit card. It is that easy. Remember, the proof of the coverage is in the coverage. Learn more at ICBL.com. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs Kirk Humphrey warns that Barbados faces what he calls an aging time bomb. Tabling in Parliament a national policy on aging, Mr. Humphrey said the population of Barbados is aging at a faster rate than that of any other country, presenting several challenges that require urgent attention. He told the House of Assembly that the rate at which the country is aging should cause everyone concern because it has policy implications due to, among other things, people living longer and having fewer children.
The need for us to have this policy conversation is obvious. I've already outlined the fact, sir, that our society is aging and aging fast. Sir, I've also outlined that the situation is dire because a number of our older persons are in need of care. What we've done in Barbados, and we did it very well, sir, we extended life. People live longer. But what we did not do is reduce morbidity. So you've decreased mortality, but you've increased morbidity. People are living longer, they're sicker. Many Barbadians, sir, dealing with issues that are treatable. Many of us presenting at the hospital or the doctors too late, sir.
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs Kirk Humphrey, the Barbados Olympic Association is hosting a watch party just outside the Wilde Gymnasium in support of Barbadian Olympian Shada Williams. Shada competes around 2 p.m. today in the final of the women's 400-meter event. She's the first Barbadian female athlete to reach an Olympic track final. Senior Operations Officer of the BOA, Kendia Bradford, is encouraging Barbadians to come out and show their support for Shada.
We're excited about it. We're doing this in collaboration with the National Sports Council. So this afternoon, we get going at 1:45 officially, but the race isn't until 2. And so we've provided a large screen. The screen is set between the gymnasium and the BOA building in the car park. And we are just hoping to have a good time. We have DJ out there. Yeah, we're just inviting all of Barbados to come down, wear your national colors, bring all your horns, your whistles, your pots, your pans, whatever you have to keep the most noise and give encouragement to Shadi.
Meantime, the Ministry of Home Affairs, in a statement, has advised that anyone hosting public watch parties for the race must secure licensing rights. The cost is $1,150. The statement adds that clearance and approval must be obtained in advance from Sportsmax. Barbados Met Office, closely monitoring the progress of an area of interest in the Central Tropical Atlantic. They note, however, that there are no watches or warnings are in effect for the system. The system expected to pass north of Barbados on Monday. Our top stories. The Labour Minister Colin Jordan announces new minimum standards for pay and conditions of work for employees in the tourism sector. 200 workers at a South Coast hotel reportedly facing redundancy, according to the BWU. Government takes to Parliament a national policy on aging as the minister responsible warns Barbados faces what he calls a dire situation of an aging time bomb. And Barbadians display their national colors and prepare to gather for watch parties ahead of this afternoon's women's 400 meters Olympic final featuring Shada Williams. Our lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss The Latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.